Welcome to the Friday, August the 8th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our third episode already of the 25-26 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. Well, let's dive right into some of the highlights from another great week in the MSD of Wayne. We kicked off this week with our first late start Monday. I had the chance to get around to several buildings, and it was amazing to see the work happening between professionals during those 2 hours that we had available it on our Monday late starts. We're looking forward to having those throughout the year and being able to do some really great things to continue to become better in our trade and our profession. We also held our first straight-A drive-through events to celebrate our straight-A students at McClelland and Bridgeport Elementary Schools. Those events will continue in the upcoming weeks at each of our schools. And yesterday was our first District Appreciation Day. We were able to celebrate our incredible transportation team that gets our students safely to school each morning and home from school each afternoon. Tell you, without them, we would not have jobs because we would not have students in our schools. So thank you to our entire transportation team. Well, speaking of a special individual, I'm excited to welcome today's guest, the proud principal of Chapelwood Elementary School and the Indiana Association of School Principals District 7 2025 Elementary Principal of the Year. Welcome, Mrs. Alexander Matthews.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Butts.
So you've known about this for a little while. You were named the Principal of the Year last spring, but we were just about out of episodes, so we didn't have a chance to celebrate you on our podcast. Tell us a little bit, for the listeners who don't know you, tell us a little bit about your pathway, your career to Chapelwood.
So it's quite interesting. I started at Chapelwood as a second grade teacher, so I've come full circle as now the principal of Chapelwood. But my first year at Chapelwood as a teacher, we built Bridgeport Elementary, and there was some moving around, and I was the last one hired. So I ended up placed at McClelland.
Okay.
And that is kind of where my budding leadership grew. There were some administrators at the time who saw something in me and pushed me to become an instructional coach, district staff developer, and said, hey, why don't you try your hand at this?
Yeah.
And so it was derailed for a little bit, but I went ahead and got my administrative license, and it all took off from there. I was the assistant principal at North Wayne for quite a few years. And I said, okay, let's take that leap, and went for it. And I'm so excited to, like I said, come back full circle to Chapelwood Elementary to be their principal.
Yeah. You know, change is hard, and we know we've been talking about change here at the district level. Of course, with me leaving here at the end of the semester in January 4th, and there will be new leadership at the district level. But when you came into Chapelwood, you had to reestablish yourself. You started a long time ago as a young teacher. You came into Chapelwood as the new principal and had to really build those relationships again. Talk about the steps that you took to really become the leader of the school that then led you to become the principal of the year with the Indiana Association of School Principals. What was that like? What were some of the steps you had to take?
Absolutely. You said it, relationships. Mm-hmm. They are so important in everything we do with adults as well as with kids. And so the first year was me listening. Is so important.
Yes.
I talk a lot about listening to understand and not just respond.
Yeah.
And so I did a lot of listening, getting to know the staff, reestablishing myself with those that were here when I was here as an instructional coach and as a teacher.
Who knew you
there
when.
Were still some, right?
Yep.
Who knew me when. Reassuring them that I'm here for them, you know, making sure that our students are successful. I'm all about belonging, and it is evident throughout the building. And so that's kind of where I started. And somehow someone said, hey, let's recommend her for Principal of the Year.
Yeah. Were you surprised when you got that news?
Dr. Butch, you'd be surprised at how I found out. I was actually in a meeting in my office, and I saw a line of teachers, and I was like, what is going on out there? And finally, my secretary came in and said, I think you need to come out here. And they all started clapping.
Yeah.
And I was just so excited, and I was like, what's going on? And they're like, Dr. Butch just sent out an email congratulating you. And I was like, I got it. So it was a nice surprise, but mm-hmm. it was also very humbling and an honor because it's really the staff.
Yeah.
They, if you don't have those people that are going with you on that mission and vision, right? We are Wayne.
Can't lead if nobody's going to follow,
absolutely.
Right? And absolutely. So, you know, that you, your response brings me back to my earlier question, because when you first came here, there was some skepticism on who this person was that was going to come in as a new principal and what, you know, yes. what direction was she going to take us in? And you really, you know, through the time and through those relationships, and then to see come full circle, to have so many staff members, not only then, but also later on in the school year to celebrate, and your husband and family were yes. here to help celebrate your parents.
Surprise.
And, you know, all the things, right? And just to really recognize your leadership and the difference you're making here at Chapelwood Elementary School.
I appreciate that.
Very exciting.
It was so exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you also are very active in our community. Chapelwood's one of those schools that has some really great community partnerships. Talk about the importance of the community serving our staff and our students here as well.
I'm going to say that service to others is a big piece of what we do here mm-hmm. at Chapelwood, be it for students or even our own staff members. Mm-hmm. And so we have established, with the help of our homeschool liaison, I can't do this without her, mm-hmm. Michelle Stoller.
Yes, yes.
Have established some great community partnerships. And they were here before I was here, but I helped to maintain those by making sure that I got to know them, mm-hmm. building those relationships as well. And everything we've ever asked for is we're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
That's no other way to describe it. We are blessed to be able to do what we do for kids.
And people want to be here.
Yes.
People want to be at Chapelwood.
Yes.
Evident by the car rider line in the morning and the car rider line in the afternoon. People that are bringing their children. Now, I don't know how many of those could be putting their children on the bus, but certainly they're choosing to drive their children here to Chapelwood. And it's one of the longer lines we have in the district.
The first couple of days we did a count, we were close to 300
wow,
car riders.
300.
Now, some of them have decided that, hey, we probably better put our kids on the bus. But I love it, though.
Yeah.
They want to be here, and I want them to want to be here. Mm. So it's amazing.
Talk to me about how you're leveraging this Principal of the Year distinction in your leadership. Has it changed you at all? Or is there anything that did it just kind of reaffirm what you're doing, that you're doing great work and you want to keep doing that? How has it changed, or has it changed you at all?
Probably hasn't changed me, because I'm not one that really likes to be in the limelight. I like to push the people that are doing the work out front.
Yeah.
And so my staff is phenomenal, from child nutrition workers mm-hmm. to our custodians, to our teachers, to the paraprofessionals, everyone, the community partnerships, mm-hmm. they are the ones that really shine. And so for me, it doesn't change me. It just says, hey, guys, we're mm-hmm. on the right track. We're doing the right thing. Let's keep going.
And you have a leadership partner next door to your office. You're in your assistant principal. She's been with you now for?
Angie, I believe is going on. Mrs. Brown is going on her fourth year.
Fourth year,
I
yeah.
believe, yes.
And she came. She actually went to school here at Chapelwood,
yes.
had taught kindergarten here at Chapelwood, and now is your assistant principal.
Yes, we say she bleeds Chapelwood.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she came back, did her student teaching here. Mm. She has always been here. It's home. And
yeah.
so she's actually been really good at presenting Chapelwood in a positive light. She always says, if I stayed here this long, you might want to be here too. It's one of our things that we use when we're trying to hire
yeah,
new staff.
Absolutely.
But yeah. She's amazing.
And it's so important. And, you know, any leader really needs to know where their strengths are and where they need somebody to come in and bring their strengths to really complete the leadership team. And that's what you did when you hired Angie, when you hire your teachers, when you pick your
yes.
leaders who are involved with things like the NISL program that we have going on.
Absolutely.
It's just finding that diversity of thought and the collective wisdom of the people that you have working in the building.
Yeah, the people that I surround myself with and even who I hire, they're probably smarter than me, Dr. Butts. And I love it.
Ditto.
Right? Right? They push my thinking. They challenge my thinking. I've never wanted someone around me who just says yes, yes,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to challenge me. And they'll tell you that that's what they do. But it's in a good way,
yeah.
right? Because it's what's best for kids. We're always thinking about how do we
mm-hmm.
Create outcomes that are equitable for all of our students.
It's that productive struggle.
Absolutely.
Yes. If you think back on your time here as principal of Chapelwood, is there a moment or is there something memorable that kind of pops out for you? You know, I think about this was kind of ground zero for distribution of meals during the pandemic. That's certainly memorable. Of course, I've had lots of opportunities. Your Chapwood's always the first school to invite me to All Pro Dads and those types of things. But what memory sticks out to you other than celebrating you as the principal of the year out here in the hallways?
That's a pretty big memory. The thing that really stands out for me is the children when they walk in the building with their families when we have our back to school nights or our events, and they pull their parents over and say, "Look, Mom, that's my principal right there. That's my principal." They are so excited, and the smile on the parents' face to see that sometimes they see someone that actually looks like their child.
Yeah.
It's just precious.
So speaking of that, I had a chance to meet two of our youngest learners here at Chapwood when I walked into the building.
You did.
Two of our kindergarten students who may have been waiting on their mother. Talk to me about the first week of school, because we're just finishing our first full week of school. How's it going?
It has been going really well.
Good.
You did get to meet two of our youngest learners.
Yes.
You know what? We're showing them school, teaching them how it's done. Those first couple of weeks can sometimes for our youngest learners be tough because their structure, right? But our teachers love on them.
And thank goodness their parents believed enough in Chapwood to send them as kindergartners, not as first graders. A lot easier to learn about school as a kindergartner and because we know that we have high expectations for our students from the very beginning.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And our parents call and they say thank you so much for calling us, believing in our child, giving them that grace. It's one of my favorite words.
Yes.
But we extend that grace, and that's from the littlest to the oldest.
Awesome. Well, congratulations again for being named District 7 Elementary Principal of the Year for the Indiana Association of School Principals. We are so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today on our podcast was Terry Alexander Matthews, the proud principal at Chapelwood Elementary School, and as we mentioned, the District 7 IASP Elementary Principal of the Year. Well, be sure to complete your Safe Schools training by August the 31st. It'll be here before you know it. You should have received an email from Vector Training. You might check your spam folder if you did not get that, or contact HR to make sure that you can get that link so you can complete your mandatory Safe Schools training. Tonight, Ben Davis High School football hosts the Purple and White Scrimmage. We're not too far from the kickoff of our athletic seasons for all of our fall sports, not only Ben Davis High School, but across the district at all of our schools who are participating. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision, the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.